Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Ain't no big deal.
All right, big deal, no big deal. All right, so I'm going to give credit to Mago for pointing this one out to me because this is kind of a pet peeve of mine.
Uh-oh.
I saw Mago showed me a post of our good friend Tom E. Curran. Tommy Curran at a Patriots practice, you know, at the little Bill Belichick pre-practice scrum. And it looked like he had a cup of coffee in his hand, Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And it looked like it wasn't iced coffee.
Cold brew?
It was hot coffee. And as you guys know, we are going through one of the worst heat waves in the history of this great state of Massachusetts. And here's Tom E. Curran drinking hot coffee, Mago. Big deal or no big deal? Tom Curran drinking hot coffee when it's 100 freaking degrees outside.
It's a big deal. I think it looks pretty gross. It's pretty evident because you can tell the difference between two coffees. The iced coffee comes in the clear cup.
Yes, and there's ice in it.
The ice in it and everything. This is like the big white cup. You know it's steaming. And what if something happens? What if this is a scrum. Everybody's close together. What if somebody bumps his knee and he accidentally spills that all over on the gentleman next to him? Scalding hot on this hot 100 degree day.
Yeah, listen, I'm a guy that has like hot coffee maybe when it's somewhat hot out. It's a little bit strange. You know what I mean? But during this, hot coffee?
Disgusting.
You can't have hot coffee on a day like today. It's got to be iced coffee. But here's the real question. Are we sure that it was even coffee?
I don't know. What else would it be? I mean, there's the lid that's on it. There's
Bloody
the,
Mary?
Do you have something?
Nah, that early in the day on
a
Tuesday?
So what else do you do with a Bloody Mary?
Here's the thing. If you're drinking coffee, like if it's hot outside, okay, now you say you drink coffee no matter what. But if it's hot,
I do. I gotta go.
Don't
ice,
you
though.
Internally sweat? Don't just doesn't
you
it make you internally hotter and feel uncomfortable?
Maybe it's one of those things like you know, it's like on a hot day you have soup to try to maybe warm your body, make it feel.
On a hot day,
I don't know. Is that
never.
Like
who drinks soup?
You
warm
you have
your
ice
body
cream.
To warm it, bring it.
Yes,
down.
You have a popsicle.
I have no idea. Oh wait, let's go.
What?
You know what? Let's get the word right from the guy himself.
Oh, who
the man
who do
that
you got
held
there?
On to the hot coffee. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tommy Curran. Tommy, explain yourself.
That was a large hot coconut with milk and two Splenda that had just been ordered probably 20 minutes prior. And, it was hot. And there's no such I have never in my life had an iced coffee, and it actually irritates me if I go through a drive-thru and I say, can I get a large coffee, milk, two Splenda? And they say hot or iced. It's hot is the default. Iced coffee is the gadget. It's the gimmick. It's the one that's been altered. So you people with your iced coffee can screw. Okay, have a Coke if you want something cold with caffeine in it.
But doesn't it make you like? Okay, I get it. Okay, you're stuck in your ways. But it's 100 degrees outside. It's been like 10 straight days of 90 plus degree weather, and you're outside drinking a hot coffee. I know that's not enjoyable for you. You just have to admit it. Come clean.
It's funny. I'm going to be candid. Now, normally my wife and I will take a walk. When we take a walk, I usually get my extra large hot coconut with milk and three Splenda. And I will walk with the coffee and drink the coffee throughout the walk. Did that already. Then I picked up my second one. And I stood there. And while I was watching some goal line, I might have thrown in a tiny little dip.
There you go. There's the honesty we love.
I was shotgun in Poland Springs looking for Gatorade. I did. Did you guys hear Mac today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear the end. I'm like, I'm all set. I'm going up into the AC. I'm dying. So, yeah, it was one coffee too many.
Attaboy. All right, Tommy, listen, appreciate you checking in and explaining yourself. Appreciate it, pal.
See you guys.
Thanks,
all right, all right, that was Tommy Kern, special guest, checking out, a P1.
Always
big deal, no big
coffee.
Deal.
Packing a lip.
I mean, I do.
Always
do. I feel like that.
You know, it's kind of true, though. Like, when you go to the Dunkin' Donuts, if you say, I need a coffee.
Yeah.
It's like, unless, if you want an iced coffee, you're going to say, I want an iced coffee. You're not going to sit there and say, give me a ice, whatever, coffee black.
That is a good point, though.
It's very opposite to what I thought, because in a similar vein, I once did a ride-along with firefighters during a big snowstorm, and they all went into a Dunkin', it might have been a Cumberland Farms, all got iced coffee in the middle of a snowstorm. So I always thought that the default for New England was iced coffee.
No. The default is hot coffee.
Yeah,
no, I think I want
coffee. He's right.
No, you say I want a coffee. If you want iced coffee, you got
to
say
you have to.
But if
demand.
I say I want a hot coffee.
I always thought it was more the regional thing is iced coffee here. Everybody loves an iced.
Not
ice
even
donkey.
Really. No. Again, you're off on all your trolling. You don't know what we're talking about there. Iced coffee. Where are you?
Am
from?
Am I crazy, Tyler?
Where are you from today?
Not Maryland. Even listening to the show.
I mean, you're not paying attention to the show today. You're repeating everything I'm saying.
Okay, I repeated one thing.
Okay, first of all, are we going to bury the lead? Like, what are you talking about? You went on a ride along with a fire. For the fire department in the winter time?
It was so fun, yeah.
Why? Like, there's no fires.
Just for a story. No, because the fire department, when there's a giant blizzard, they're the ones who respond to, like, crazy disasters.
Like, what would be a crazy, what would happen in a blizzard?
Like,
I don't have any milk or bread.
Like, if somebody's roof falls.
There's no cat stuck in a tree during the winter?
Like, somebody's roof collapses because of the snow or something like that.
That's what you're calling the fire department?
I thought that whoever created Dunkin' Donuts' last name was Duncan, and it was Dunkin's Donuts. Like, I thought that that's what it was. I had no idea, but I think that's a generational thing.
Wait, Courtney?
I don't know. What was that?
I don't think that was a generational thing.
I am convinced that Courtney just moved to this state like a year ago.
Really?
She doesn't
convinced
know
she was
towns.
Born yesterday.
I think she moved to this planet.
She grew up
ago.
In Orange County, California.
But there was like some town. Was it like, I don't know. It was like next to Lowell. She couldn't pronounce
Stoughton.
Yeah, but the Stoughton is there. I think Haverhill. I think she calls. Like she doesn't know towns.
Girl.
That's she
tough.
Doesn't know. Like where? What happened to her? Her childhood. Like she doesn't know. Like towns or anything. Dunkin's Donuts.
But maybe like,
I don't know how to explain that.
Maybe that was when like when she was a child. She thought that like you know like I can understand some you know kids you know, missing what the meaning is and going, oh, my whole life I thought it was Duncan was an actual person's name.
It's Tim Duncan's Donuts.
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu.
Like, is there a guy named Tim Horton?
I don't know. Every time you drive by and you see Duncan and you don't see Duncan's, you know, I mean, that would probably be a dead giveaway, wouldn't it?
I always just thought it was dunking a donut.
Dunking a donut?
Or yeah, his jolted donut. Lover.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
Not now,
all right, moving on. Mm-hmm. Little League World Series. All right, let's head down to the Little League World Series Southwest Region Championship, Lou, where Texas East is taking on a team from Oklahoma. Here's a story about this, and I want you to listen to this after I introduce it. Okay, so Texas East pitcher drills the Oklahoma Little League hitter, like right in the head.
Yeah, dome.
Drills them right in the head. And as you'll hear, kind of gets up and ends up giving the pitcher a hug.
Oh, look out. So this is really cool because as a pitcher, Bubs looks shaken up right now because of what he did. And look at Zay Jarvis. This is such great sportsmanship. He wants him to know that it's okay, that he'll be fine.
Hey, Bob. Look at me. Look at me. You're all right.
Amazing.
You're all right. Look at me. Hey, look. You didn't do it, but...
Wow. Okay, Lou, I'll start with you. A pitcher receiving a hug from the guy that he hit in the head. Big deal or no big deal?
I think it's a big deal. It's 12 years old. Like, it's good to see. The kid was rattled. He'd walked a couple guys and drilled the dude in the dome and started crying on the mound. And when the kid at first realized that, he took his helmet off and walked up to him and gave him a hug. So, I mean, it's sportsmanship. You know, I would say this. I would say, like, in 4 years, I would say, dude, leave him out there to melt down. Williamsport is on the line. What are you doing? You know what I mean? But, hey, 12 years old, kind of living in that age right now, I think it's a good thing. It's good to see.
I've never seen anything even remotely like that at any level.
No.
Where the guy that got hit walks out, and hugs the pitcher who he doesn't know.
Who's melting down.
One guy's one's from Oklahoma, the other guy's from Texas. I mean, I guess that's compassion, Mego. Big
it's
deal?
It's a big deal. Like, kind of makes me feel a little teary-eyed, you know?
Really?
Like, it's emotional.
I would say I would say this. Like, I was surprised, too.
One of those moments that stays with you when you're growing up.
Playing in these tournaments, like a state tournament. They often have, like,
He just killed Fourier with that drop.
You missed that one.
Sorry, Rock is killing me. I think they have it here too. You can see it. Like the night before, they have like parades or banquets, and these kids like hang out with each other. We were in a state tournament. My entire team had like text threads with guys on other teams like throughout the whole thing. So they get kind of close like in 3 or 4 days, even though they're playing against one another. So they probably met each other. Probably friends.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess rushing the mound and you know taking matters into your own hands is frowned upon at this age group at 12 years old. Just kidding.
But do you agree? Do? Like at 18 years old, this ain't happening. Like the College World Series.
Oh no! Yeah, the whole dugout's coming out.
Stay out and cry.
No, but this point, it's like life lessons. It's on TV.
It's tough.
I think it's really.
I hate
watching
this Little League World Series. Oh. To be honest with you.
Really? Why?
It's like watching the spelling bee.
How much pressure's on these kids? They strike out and they start crying. They're 12 years old. They're 11 years old.
Did you see Jaren Duran the other day?
Oh, he's the same
way. It doesn't matter. When was the last time you cried during a game? When you were a pro, did you ever cry?
After games?
Not during, whatever. Like, whatever. Do you ever get so stressed out that you were crying? Like,
no,
guilty.
I don't remember.
In tears, yes.
I don't remember.
Like, literally, suck.
In the middle of a game?
Well, no, not in the middle of the game. When I got home, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's many times. I still do that.
Hey, Jared Duran.
Amazing,
girl.
Look at him. Easy, Rock. Easy.
All right, so lastly, okay, you guys remember it was the other day. Last week, we talked about Aaron Rodgers admitted that he took ayahuasca.
Yes.
In order to kind of, you know, make him, like, feel what joy and love is. Here's a quick little clip of what we talked about last time.
It gave me a deep and meaningful appreciation for life. And my intention the first night going in was, I want to feel what pure love feels like. That was my intention. And I did. Mm. I really did. I had a magical experience with the sensation of feeling 100 different hands on my body imparting a blessing of love and forgiveness for myself.
Like
and gratitude for this life from what seemed to be my ancestors.
Whoa.
Dude, he
is totally crossed over. All right, so anyways, when I heard this, I thought this was weird because drugs are bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, don't do drugs. Okay. Don't do dope. Like, these are bad things. Like, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get tested. Well, the NFL jumped in, Mego. The NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy said Monday that it wouldn't have triggered a positive test result on either the substance abuse or performance-enhancing substance policies collectively bargained by the NFL and its Players Association. Aaron Rodgers taking probably the worst drug known to man and not being fined or in trouble or suspended by the NFL. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal. And you know why? Because the NFL has made it a big deal in the past. And I think it sucks for players like Josh Gordon, even though they've given him chance and chance and chance again. I mean, that's a guy who has real trauma in his life and was just trying to smoke some weed or other guys who are, you know,
to relax.
Trying to not pop opioids because they just want to smoke weed because they're in so much pain and everything. And meanwhile, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you can go make a big joke out of it.
Well, first off, I would say, I don't know. I mean, the NFL might sit there and say, Jesus, do we need to put this on our, like, banned substance list?
Yes.
Because we don't even know. I mean, I don't think they've experienced it before, right? They're looking at, like, weed or other things, right? Whatever, opioids or whatever it might be, coke, things like that. But all of a sudden now they're like, I got this ayahuasca, whatever.
Ayahuasca. A magical experience.
So, I mean, listen, if it's not on the list, you can't get upset at it.
No, I think this is a big deal. It's like, it's almost like he's glamorizing this drug.
Oh, yeah.
And, okay, so he did it, like, you know, under a controlled environment with somebody who was probably watching over him so he didn't, like, jump out a window or go nuts, right?
His guide.
Like, his guide. He had, like, a spiritual ayahuasca guide. Can you imagine some of these other knuckleheads just doing this on a whim? Hey, it's a random Tuesday. Like, hey, who wants to take some ayahuasca? How long is it going to last? 72 hours?
I was just thinking of, like, in camp, like, Mac Jones is up there. How was your offseason? It's like, you know, I had this experience. I did shrooms, right, in the off season with my buddies, and it was like the most amazing experience I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, what is it? Like, what's the difference between shrooms? So shrooms is a psychedelic drug, yeah. And like that's frowned upon. But ayahuasca, because now you feel like what it's like to be loved but and have a thousand hands on you.
Is shrooms illegal?
Ryan?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
Ryan.
Yes, they yes. have yes. to be on the
Well, isn't ayahuasca illegal?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's all illegal.
They're all illegal.
Like, the only thing is gummies. You take gummies, you can smoke weed with all that stuff. It's all free. You don't get tested. It's no big deal anymore.
So if it's illegal, if this drug is actually illegal, why is it no big deal? Because you didn't do it in America?
Was he in America?
He went to Peru.
Oh, it was in Peru. Peru. Yeah. What, do you like lick a toad or something like that?
That's what Mike Tyson does.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah, he does.
No, are you serious?
I saw it in Assistant.
I'm not down with licking the toad.
Yeah, Assistant Director. Homer licks a toad, and then he sees like tie-dye everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is a drug, though. You can lick a toad. Don't go. Here's the problem is, like, all these kids probably sitting there going, hey, Ma, I want to lick a toad. I'm going to take some ayahuasca. I'm feeling weirded out. I feel like I should, you know, get a better understanding of what makes me tick. Mm-hmm. Let me take ayahuasca.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be my spiritual guide?
Yeah.
And it's some other 12-year-old.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Don't do dope.
I would love that press
asking
conference.
Each other for no, ayahuasca? I mean,
all these kids, all these kids right now, they're all watching and listening to them.
Yes.
You're telling me they're not, just like they want to buy the same sneakers, they're probably, hey, you know, hey, Aaron Rodgers says he does ayahuasca and it made him a better quarterback.
I should
probably use that.
And a better lover.
Serious question.
And yeah.
Serious question. Do you think 12-year-olds think Aaron Rodgers is really cool?
Yes.
Really?
He's the back-to-back MVP of the
I
league.
I know. Yeah.
Of course
but
they
you,
do.
I think if yes. I was
he dated
12,
Danica Patrick.
He dates superstars.
I don't think that 12-year-olds think Danica Patrick is cool.
No, they think
no,
the MVP
Aaron
of the,
Rodgers
they
is
think the MVP
I think
of the
they
NFL
think
is.
Patrick Mahomes is cool.
There you
Are
go.
You so suddenly like Aaron Rodgers is like used up,
young,
old news?
Young,
he's not cool anymore?
Yeah, I don't think 12-year-olds are like Aaron Rodgers. That's who I want to be. I think they want to be Pat Mahomes.
Not Tom Brady? Who's 45?
Tom Brady's like literally their dad.
See, I would agree with you with 12-year-olds.
You still look up to him, though.
I would agree with you. Yeah. Like that age, like Pat Mahomes is definitely cooler
you
than Aaron Rodgers.
You think a 12-year-old thinks
but
that
some 18-year-old is like, I'm going to Peru tomorrow.
Who uses the word love?
No, they're all looking out in the creeks out by their house looking for a freaking
yeah, the
18 horny toad.
The college,
you and the
college
toads,
kid.
Man.
The college kids well, definitely thinking about going to Peru.
If ayahuasca is on the table, then why wouldn't some like crazy psychedelic frog? What's the difference? What are we doing?
Deer antler spray.
Yeah,
there you go.
What's next?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Ah, that's big deal, no big deal.
All right, well done. I like that. Well done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.